Welcome to Inner Force. Your host is Angela King. Inner Force is all about using the tools within you to be a better leader. If you are looking to build a better business, connect more effectively with others, and become the leader you've always wanted to be, it's time to unleash your own inner force. Now, here is Angela King.
Welcome to Inner Force. My name is Angela King, and I'll be your host. The mission of this show is to create a set of practices to use in the midst of our busy lives that will do three things. One, help us connect to ourselves, to our inner force. Two, ignite. Help us have the regenerative impact on the state of our inner world. And three, rise. Provide fuel for us to bring our light and our internal flame out into the world. And now, more than ever before, we need each of us to bring our light and our contribution out to the world. Today's episode is an opportunity to discuss an overview of what this is, why it matters, and how we can each step in. We are all super busy. Why engage in a process like this over something else? What is it that we can actually gain from this? Ultimately, building the connection to ourselves saves us time by keeping us on track to manifest what it is that we intend to in the world. There are so many things vying for our attention, so many ways to distract ourselves. And often, the last place we spend time is actually with ourselves. In our increasingly ever-connected world, we are both always connected to our devices and social media, and simultaneously always searching and reaching for connection with others. Of course, meaningful connection with others is critical to our well-being. And yet, what is also true is that the beginning of making meaningful connections with others begins with cultivating and fueling a meaningful connection with ourselves. When did you last stop to connect with yourself? What you want? What you need? Why it is that you do what you do and make the choices that you make? When was the last time that you considered what actually makes you feel energized versus what happens to be on your to-do list? The central question of this inner force process is, do you have a set of practices that cultivate, strengthen, and maintain your connection to yourself? And how do you reconnect to yourself when you've lost that connection? Because that happens to us all. Through the inner force process, we can bring attention to this connection. We can build a set of practices that fosters the connection. And we can learn what works for us personally to fuel it. All of this will enable us to know more clearly what changes we want to make in the way we show up, have us feel more empowered to make those changes, to have more capacity and resiliency when the going gets tough, and ultimately feel less stressed in the middle of it all. The inner force invitation is actually an invitation into more of yourself. And you might be asking yourself, will this process make you a better leader? My answer to that is yes. Leading during the challenging times like these requires finding capacity deep within ourselves, and inner force is an invitation to tap into that, to tap into what already lies within, unleashing more power, more creativity, and igniting our energy. So let's define what we're talking about. What is this thing called inner force? We define this as our deepest, most authentic self and the source of our vitality. Inner Force is located in our inner core and houses our deepest truths, our most tightly held values, and our intuition. And it is already within each of us. So you might be saying, okay, well, that sounds great, but how can I access it in the midst of my super busy life? So accessing our inner force requires development of a skill that we may or may not have. I'm naming that skill as one of self-attunement. Now, those of us who are parents have probably heard of attuning to our child, how we know and anticipate what a child's needs, and we do this every day as parents. This is a similar principle turned in towards ourselves. The definition that we've created of self-attunement is a physiological and emotional sensing of one's own current experience, rhythm, mood, and needs. When the access is there through our attunement, we can have a palpable experience of our inner force. And we're clear about what we need in order to accomplish what we want to in the world. When the access is there, we can more easily access our truth, which means we can then take the step to speak it. We can more easily access our most tightly held values when we're connected to our inner force. And in order to act in alignment with our values, we have to know them. Once we know them and can easily access them in difficult situations, and by the way, this is the really tricky part, we have more ability to make choices based on those values. When we have access to our inner force, we have access to our creativity and our deepest levels of intelligence. The inner force within each of us is our home base. It is our superpower. It is our flame. It is our vitality. Now, sometimes we can only feel it as a slight flicker, but at other times, we can feel the flame burning brightly. Tapping into the force requires our presence. Presence is what fuels the force. The work is in creating the ground for the force to flourish and to thrive. Just by turning our very attention to ourselves, we can actually give ourselves the fuel we need to make what we intend come to fruition. Now, for some of us, access to the force may be clear, clean, and direct. Or it may be obstructed in various ways by fears, by habitual patterns that do not support or even allow direct access to it. The way that we can step into this invitation is through a process in which we will explore all of us. When I say all of us, the entirety of us, I mean through the three main centers of our being: our head, our heart, and our body. And through these centers, we will take up a series of explorations, experiments, and inquiries that results in making the unconscious conscious. So you might be asking, okay, so this is sounding good, but how in the world do I go about doing this? This is where the inner force process comes in. The key is developing a set of practices that allow us to reestablish this connection continuously. It requires that we engage in new practices that shine the light on what we can't see, bringing our awareness to it. Now, for many of us, we may not have ever thought consciously about our inner flame and the connection to it, why we need to build, maintain, and cultivate it. And even if we do think consciously about it, about connecting to ourselves, we may also find that it's difficult, if not impossible, to maintain that connection in the context of our fast-paced, ever-connected, and always-on lives. And again, this is where the inner force process comes in. The key is developing a set of practices that allows us to continuously reestablish the connection. With attention, with intention, and with practice, the connection to our inner force can begin to feel much more direct. Our inner flame can start to become more like a roaring fire than a flicker. And it can begin to fuel our vitality to step more fully into our work and our lives. In a few minutes, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk explicitly about why this matters and why now. Quickly before we do, I'll just outline that in this show, this is what we'll be doing. Talking about a topic, why it matters, what it is, why it matters, and how it supports connecting to our inner force. And in the third segment, we'll be joined by a member of the New Ventures West faculty and coaching community. And I'll speak a little bit more about New Ventures West, who they are, and why they're in this with me. And then in our final segment, we'll be discussing a practice of the week, a way we can step in and get started right now. We'll also be taking questions along the way that you can submit to us at info@fuelinnerforce.com. So now we're going to go to break and we'll come back and I'll be sharing a little bit more about why this matters and why now. And again, you can email any questions or comments you have to info@fuelinnerforce.com. Thanks so much for joining, and we'll be back in a few minutes to talk about why this matters now.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Inner Force is brought to you by New Ventures West. Pioneers of the renowned integral coaching method, New Ventures West has been offering transformative training programs for 3 decades. Their world-class faculty is known for developing masterful coaches who are of genuine service to their clients while staying true to themselves. With a focus on personal transformation and practical wisdom, leaders from all over the world have learned to cultivate greater capacity and fulfillment in their lives and to make a more meaningful contribution to those around them. Learn how integral coaching is applied in business leadership through Masterful Conversations, a 3-day workshop for professionals offered in San Francisco, the Washington, D.C. area, and other cities worldwide. Visit newventureswest.com/innerforce to explore what is possible. That's newventureswest.com/innerforce. New Ventures West. Bring your whole self to life.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
This is Inner Force with Angela King. We'd love to hear your questions and comments on today's show. Please send your questions and comments by email to info@fuelinnerforce.com. Now, back to Inner Force.
Welcome back. We're going to talk explicitly about the why this Inner Force process matters, and why now. I'm going to start with some quotes to bring in some thoughts from others that illustrate the why. The first is from George Mumford, who is the author of The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance, who teaches mindfulness to high-profile sports teams, from the Los Angeles Lakers to the Chicago Bulls to the New York Knicks. He also coaches senior executives across the globe in mindfulness. In his book, he says, and I quote, "When Michelangelo was asked how he created his masterpieces, he replied that all he did was chip away to get to the masterpiece that was already inside. I believe we're all chipping away to get to the masterpiece, even those of us who grew up in the ghetto or on the wrong side of the tracks. We all have the divine spark within us, but we've either crushed it, created an ingenious system for hiding out, or devised ways of being that make us feel separate. I now regard each person I meet as a caterpillar in a chrysalis. In order to become butterflies, we have to break our way into freedom and transformation." End quote. Author Sue Monk Kidd, best known for her book, The Secret Life of Bees, said, "You know, you find this little light in yourself, and then, of course, you lose it, and you have to re-find it." End quote. Jungian analyst James Hollis writes in his book, The Eden Project, quote, "The best thing that we can do for our relationship with others is to render our relationship to ourself more conscious." End quote. And the great American philosopher and author, Joseph Campbell, said, and I quote, "The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are." End quote. This is the essence of the Inner Force invitation: to be connected to yourself so that you can be who you are. That is the why. So that you can live your dream, make your contribution, and make your impact that is only yours to make. So why does this matter now? In order to meet the challenges of this moment, we need to bring our whole selves to the task at hand. Accessing our whole selves requires tapping in to our inner resources. And my greatest hope is that the development of this Inner Force process can be of support to you and to other leaders. Why? Because we need deeply, deeply skilled leaders with vast amounts of capacity and resiliency who can meet the challenges of this time now, more than ever before. When we are in connection with the vastness of our inner resources, more of who we are and what we can contribute rises. And meeting the challenges of this moment in our world requires us all to rise. Each and every one of us, in every corner of the globe, has to rise in whatever way we can. It is from our connection to ourselves that we can listen more deeply to our own callings and then bring ourselves out to meet the callings of the world. We need to step more fully into ourselves and speak our truth. We've seen the power of that over recent months. We need to step more fully into ourselves and access all of the inner capacity that we have to listen, even when we disagree, to hold the difficulty of this moment in our larger world. Many leaders in the mindfulness space, from Eckhart Tolle to George Mumford, have said this in all kinds of different ways, that we can't solve the problems we've created in our lives and in our world with the same consciousness that created the problems. And wow, do we have some huge challenges in this moment in our history. And this is the invitation here. Our consciousness has to rise in order to meet the moment. Now, the daunting part of this is that this is an individual by individual by individual call to action. It is an individual invitation to get more connected on the inside and to rise, and to facilitate all that you can bring, to bring it all, not in a reactive way, but in an open way that allows you to voice what's true for you and actually listen and be able to hear what is true for others, even when we vehemently disagree. Now, as daunting as this all is, what we can do is start with ourselves. All of what we're talking about today and through this process starts from within. It's something that we can control. So the opportunity here, and why I have so much passion around this, is that through creating a set of practices that facilitates us connecting with ourselves, we can actually raise our individual consciousness level. And this process is about starting to give a roadmap to those who are interested to step in and to start to learn to stay in. And this is the hard part. There's the stepping in, but then there's the staying. And that can be super hard because of all of the challenges that we encounter. I'll talk about this a little bit later in the show. But the bottom line is that my entire life journey has been about this process of finding access to myself, finding it and losing it, finding it and losing it, finding it and losing it, finding it, stepping into it, getting super scared and running in the other direction. I've even found it in my professional life and then lost it at the very same time in my personal life. We have to dig deep. This is deep within each of us. We have to find the deep place in ourselves that knows that there is a better way. And from this place, we can begin to listen deeply and begin to act. This is a call to step in, to start with ourselves. It's not about the other person or pointing fingers. It is about what I can do, what I can bring, what I can influence, what I can contribute to the whole. Let's talk a few minutes before we go to break about what it's not. This isn't about being selfish. I hear a lot recently about how selfish we are right now. I've looked up the definition of selfish recently, which is devoted to or caring only for oneself, concerned primarily with one's interests, benefits, welfare, regardless of others. And yes, in this process, we will be looking inward. We will be paying attention to what's going on inside of us. And we'll be doing that with the intention, not just to keep it for ourselves, but in order to bring more of ourselves to the world, to make the contribution we are each called to make. This isn't about self-promotion. Certainly, there's times for that, but that's not what this process is about. We'll be looking at the tough stuff within ourselves that gets in our way. And trust me, it won't be about self-promoting. It'll be about seeing the truth of ourselves more clearly. And we'll need to bring huge amounts of compassion to ourselves as we do it. I was talking to somebody about this this show a few weeks ago, and they asked me, you know, what about the selfies movement? And we're all getting so self-absorbed, taking pictures of ourselves and posting them, what I'm doing, what I'm eating, who I'm with. So let me be clear, this is not about some perfect presentation that we're posting to the external world of what we're doing and what we want the external world to see. In this process, we're engaging in the opposite. We'll be tapping into the quiet inside ourselves, taking a break from posting what we're up to and hoping for likes. Now, again, this isn't to say that connection with others isn't important. It's absolutely vital to have connection with others. But when that connection with other doesn't come from a place of grounding inside each of us, it has the potential, and I'm not saying that this is always true, but it has the potential to go really sideways. In integral coaching, which I'll talk a little bit about in our next segment, we come back to the question of, for the sake of what? What am I engaging in this process for? It's not just for us personally. It's not an end unto itself. I love this quote from Howard Thurman. Quote, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. So we're going to take a break now and we'll come back. I'll be sharing candidly what worked and what didn't work about applying this process to myself in my professional career, specifically as a leader at Apple during my 12 years there. Again, if you'd like to email us a comment or a question, you can do that throughout the at any time at info@fuelinnerforce.com.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
InnerForce is brought to you by New Ventures West. Pioneers of the renowned integral coaching method, New Ventures West has been offering transformative training programs for 3 decades. Their world-class faculty is known for developing masterful coaches who are of genuine service to their clients while staying true to themselves. With a focus on personal transformation and practical wisdom, leaders from all over the world have learned to cultivate greater capacity and fulfillment in their lives and to make a more meaningful contribution to those around them. Learn how integral coaching is applied in business leadership through Masterful Conversations, a 3-day workshop for professionals offered in San Francisco, the Washington, D.C. area, and other cities worldwide. Visit newventureswest.com/innerforce to explore what is possible. That's newventureswest.com/innerforce. New Ventures West. Bring your whole self to life.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
This This is Inner Force with Angela King. We'd love to hear your questions and comments on today's show. Please send your questions and comments by email to info@fuelinnerforce.com. Now, back to Inner Force.
Welcome back. Each week, this segment of the show, our third segment, will be in conjunction with New Ventures West. New Ventures West is one of the oldest and most well-respected coaching schools in the world, dedicated to helping students express their unique calling and to make an authentic contribution to their life. New Ventures West is a place that I hold very fondly in my heart as it helped me reinvent my life. So on an ongoing basis, this segment will be hosted by me in conjunction with a member of the New Ventures West community, either a faculty member or a senior coach who will talk to us about the topic and how it applies in the real world. Today, I'm playing both roles as host and also as a graduate of New Ventures West. I'm going to be sharing the real life application of this Inner Force process in my professional experience. I'll be sharing candidly what worked and what didn't work about applying this process to myself in my work as a leader at Apple during my 12 years there. So a brief snapshot, I started my career at Bain & Company, and after a brief stop at Gap Inc. and an internet company, I joined the team at Apple in the year 2000 to launch the Apple retail stores. At that point, the idea of Apple retail stores, that was just something on paper that we were trying to figure out what they would be and where we would put them. At age 26, I was reporting directly to the senior vice president and head of retail at the time, running special projects. I had enormous responsibility without the title to go with it. My leadership had to be all about influence. And it was in my 12 years at Apple that I really began to start to understand what it takes to be an effective leader, and particularly a young female leader. Now at Bain, for the consultants who might be listening, we would always say start with the answer first. And in this context, I think that means sharing upfront what worked and what supported me during my career and what didn't. So I'll start there and share some stories. Now it's important, as I talk about the Inner Force process, I'm talking about that in retrospect. I had no idea what I was doing as I was doing it. As Steve Jobs said famously, you can only connect the dots looking backward. So in retrospect, I can look back at my corporate career and make sense of the ways in which I developed a small set of practices that were the foundational support, which enabled me to sustain high performance levels throughout my career. They literally kept me in the game, which was beyond exhausting, stressful, and intense. And yet, they also weren't enough to keep me from losing the connection with myself. The irony of my story is that if you would have looked at my life from the outside, you might have said, wow, she has an amazing job. She travels the world for work and for play, et cetera, et cetera. But the truth was, part of me was dying inside. The flame that I'm speaking about now, it was barely flickering. And the only thing that kept the fire lit at all were my few practices that were super supportive, but not nearly enough. So let's talk about what worked and what didn't. What worked was having a short exercise routine that strengthened my body, invited me to breathe more consciously, and also allowed me to center myself. Now, short was key, and it had to be something I could do in 20 minutes and anytime, anywhere. This was my baseline of sanity. This was my fuel. What didn't work was going all week without this practice, only doing them on the weekend. I needed my sanity fuel every day. What also didn't work is that I didn't have a way to get my sanity fuel throughout the day. I did it once in the morning, and that was it. I didn't have a way, or even know it was important, to refuel throughout the day. And this is actually a key step that in the Inner Force process. What worked was building strategy time into my schedule each week. That's what I called it. So I could think forward as a leader and plan. This was actually a form of fuel for me. Having a plan and then adjusting when things got crazy ended up saving me a lot of time. What didn't work is, of course, I couldn't get it in consistently. I typically blocked off 3 hours a week for this time, and I was lucky if I could squeeze in an hour or even 30 minutes. And of course, sometimes I missed it altogether. What worked was having what I now know as a coach as a self-remembering practice. I didn't have it systematically built in. That's an opportunity. But this was the practice that got me out of the wrong job and into one that was a better fit when it mattered most. What worked was having what I know now as a self-reflection practice. Again, I didn't have this one systematically built in either. That's an opportunity. What worked, and this is going to sound super tactical, it is super tactical, was loading up on fresh, healthy snacks to have at the office so I could literally fuel my body in between whatever fire drill might be taking place. What never worked was skipping meals in order to deal with the crisis of the moment and get more done. That always, inevitably, backfired. What worked was recovering at least one of my interests outside of work, which for me was doing photography and reincorporating it into my life. What didn't work was having work be the only thing I cared about. And when I first started my career at Bain, due to the hours and the intense schedule, I dropped everything I cared about outside of work. And ultimately, that led to burnout. Now, over the course of my career in the corporate world, I received all kinds of feedback about my leadership style. I was too aggressive, then I was too nice, and everything in between. And somewhere along the way, I realized that I was the only one who could figure out the leadership style that was going to work best for me. That was me. And if I could figure that out, I'd be more effective. And I knew in order to do that, I had to turn inward to discover what it meant. So after launching the first few Apple stores in the year 2001, I said to a mentor who's now a dear friend, "I believe that all the answers are inside. I just have to get quiet enough to hear them." But I had absolutely no idea how to do that. She sent me to understand what meditation is and how it could support me. I'd been a runner my whole life. Running provided my sanity, but with the hours I was working and traveling, it was unrealistic to do that every day. I wasn't willing to run in the dark at 5 a.m. in a city I didn't know, and the gym at some small European hotel wasn't even open yet, if they actually had one. So I turned to yoga, and after going to a series of classes and working with a DVD, I memorized a short 20-minute routine that I could do anywhere. With yoga, I learned that the voice in my head was quieter when I was concentrating so hard on twisting myself into a pretzel. I also noticed that whenever I finished doing my yoga, it felt like I had literally taken my first conscious breaths since my last practice. So those were my practices. I began meditating minimally, and when I say minimally, I mean 2 minutes before I checked my email in the morning. It was always important for me to do it before the email because, as we all know, email can be a treasure trove of stress. And in just 2 minutes, I began to cultivate the observer who would begin to notice the nature of my thoughts, and this unlocked all kinds of learning for me. So these were my regular practices, and they created huge support, particularly as I stepped into my most difficult role there, which was managing the real estate deal pipeline in 12 countries outside of North America. It was nuts. The tight time frames, the roller coaster nature of the deal itself, and the always-on 24-hour international clock. In those years, I was traveling an average of 300,000 miles a year, which meant I was at SFO, Heathrow, and Narita more than I went to the grocery store. And in these couple of years, I got really far away from myself. Although I had created a short process to start my day out well, I didn't have a process to come back to myself during the course of my day. And I now know that's what I needed. What was also true that inherently the work I'd landed in by some course of events was not aligned with my core strengths. And after doing it for a couple of years, despite my practices, I was a shell of myself. So I went through a process of starting to turn inward, stepping into self-inquiry during little moments of downtime, and trying to remember what I was actually good at. I now know this as self-remembering and a practice that we'll cultivate during the course of our inner force journey. I had a series of conversations with people who knew me best in my career, and I did some tests also to remind myself of my core strengths. When I looked at my answers from the inquiry and the work I was doing, it was clear there was a huge gap and I needed to make an important change. When we come back, I'll talk a little bit about the unthinkable conversation that I had with my boss and how having the courage to have that courageous conversation changed everything for me. I began to step into my leadership in a different way. And as I did, I began to bring more to my team and to those around me. And we can talk about that as well. We're going to go to a break and we'll be back for our final segment. I'll finish up this story about how I survived, and then we'll discuss what we encounter on the journey and how we can take the first step in. We'll also have our practice of the week, which is something we're going to do every week, so we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Again, if you have questions or thoughts you want to share, you can email us at info@fuelinnerforce.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Inner Force is brought to you by New Ventures West. Pioneers of the renowned integral coaching method, New Ventures West has been offering transformative training programs for 3 decades. Their world-class faculty is known for developing masterful coaches who are of genuine service to their clients while staying true to themselves. With a focus on personal transformation and practical wisdom, leaders from all over the world have learned to cultivate greater capacity and fulfillment in their lives and to make a more meaningful contribution to those around them. Learn how integral coaching is applied in business leadership through Masterful Conversations, a 3-day workshop for professionals offered in San Francisco, the Washington, D.C. area, and other cities worldwide. Visit newventureswest.com/innerforce to explore what is possible. That's newventureswest.com/innerforce. New Ventures West. Bring your whole self to life.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
This is Inner Force with Angela King. We'd love to hear your questions and comments on today's show. Please send your questions and comments by email to info@fuelinnerforce.com. Now, back to Inner Force.
Welcome back. In just a minute, we're going to transition into how we get started into this Inner Force process. But before we do, I'll finish the story that I was telling about finding the gap between what it was that I was good at and what it was that I was doing. and getting the courage to have the unthinkable conversation with my boss when I told him that he had me in the wrong job. We were under-resourced and trying to do an incredible amount with just a few of us. And this conversation took every ounce of courage that I had. I remember that I was both shaking inside and visibly. I was sure by standing up for what I knew was true for myself, I was going to be fired, actually. But I also knew that if I continued as I was sure that I was going to end up throwing my phone in the fountain like at the end of the Devil's Wears Prada movie. And I didn't want my career at Apple to end that way. What I said to him was, look, I'm doing a decent job at this, but Apple needs the best in the world. And I'm not the best at deal negotiation. It's not aligned with who I am and what my strengths are. I am particularly good, though, at something else that's over here. Let me go do that. And to my shock and surprise, he did. Moving to work that was more aligned with me was a huge relief in all kinds of ways. Once I was in a job that was more aligned with my strengths, it's not that the stress and travel went away, but I had way more capacity to manage it. And I then took on an even deeper inquiry of what I needed in order to flourish. I created a simple system that didn't take very much time, which helped me keep functioning at the high level I needed to amidst the chaos, stress, and grueling travel schedule. Ultimately, I started practicing more of what we will inquire into that I'm now calling this inner force process. I was a way more effective leader at Apple because of my minimal practices, which helped me tap in to more of myself. And I was even more effective when I started to incorporate small ways to come back to myself during the day. It helped me be a better leader, teammate, colleague, and employee. I had greater perspective, which meant that I was more effective under stress. I brought more of myself to the job, which meant that I had way more capacity for taking on bigger things. I also had the patience to explain the why to my team, which had them feel more included in the shifts that took place from moment to moment, the fire drills, and more empowered to meet those challenges, whatever was happening in a given moment. I was more honest with my boss in pushing back and managing up more effectively, which led to more successful outcomes on the projects I was working on and my team was working on because the objectives were clear. And ultimately, this made it all more sustainable for me. Now, I can name all of this because I can look back at where I was and see the things that worked and didn't work and recall that for you today. Ultimately, the journey of this inner force process is a creation out of that, out of my own experience, out of working with client after client after client and seeing them go through the process of figuring out how to tap into themselves and watching them then be able to bring more of themselves to their work and their life. So how do we step in? How do we get started? As we said earlier, this invitation requires exploring the three main centers of our being, our head, our heart, and our body. Through those three centers, we will take up a series of explorations, experiments, and inquiries that results in making the unconscious conscious. We'll look at our habitual patterns, our beliefs about ourselves. We'll talk about the cycle of change and how introducing new practices supports this process. We'll inquire into the physical tool of our body and learn how engaging our body supports this process through our breath. We'll demystify mindfulness, talk about why it matters, and discuss why learning to focus our attention is one of the greatest superpowers we all have. We'll explore what it takes to truly nourish ourselves, and by nourishment, and why nourishment is tied to the actualization of the contribution that we want to make. We will deal with the voices in our heads, including our fears. We will talk about how knowing and embracing our feelings matters to our effectiveness. And we'll address how to create more agency for ourselves as we step into transformation. It's quite a journey that we can go on together here. And it's important that we know that there's things we'll encounter. We're going to encounter difficulty as we go. Feelings, thought patterns, sensations. We're going to be going through layers and layers. And sometimes it can be uncomfortable. That's why we often turn away and focus externally, because that's actually easier. When we encounter difficulty, we're encountering often our inner turmoil. And this is what makes cultivating an inner life challenging. We'll encounter various internal voices, but we'll learn to pick out the one that is our true inner force and the one that speaks the truth versus the one that criticizes us. This is a super important part of this journey. There's all kinds of things that we'll talk about that help and support us along the way. One is the stance of curiosity. The definition of curiosity is a strong desire to know or learn something. And this is what we can take on as we embark on this journey. I'd also like to introduce the concept of our fuel tank. When our car is getting low on gas, what do? We take ourselves to the gas station and we fuel up our car. But with ourselves, when our fuel tank is empty, we keep going. And it's not sustainable. We'll talk about support. We're going to need support on this journey. And we'll talk a little bit about more about that next week. So the practice of the week, I'd like to introduce that now. And this is located, you can download this at fuelinnerforce.com, the recap of it. But essentially, we all have one-on-one meetings, right, with a team member, maybe with our boss. The practice of this week is to have a check-in meeting with yourself, to do it daily, whenever works for you, and to spend just 2 minutes, first connecting to our breath, inhaling and exhaling 10 times if you can. That roughly takes 1 minute to do. And then ask yourself the question, what is one thing I could do to put fuel in my tank today? What we recommend is that you create a cue in order to remember to do it. Maybe attach it to something you already do. I do mine while the coffee brews. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, says the Chinese proverb. Decide right now to take a step inwards towards yourself by taking a few deep breaths and asking yourself a simple question, what fuel do I need now? Here's to the journey of turning inward and transforming our game. Thanks for listening. I look forward to being in this with you. The show will be at the same time next week, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week, we'll be talking about the power of practices and how taking up new practices can support our connection to our inner force. We'll have longtime coach and New Ventures West faculty member Julie Engel with us. So tune in next Tuesday at 1 p.m. And in the meantime, send your questions or comments to info@fuelinnerforce.com. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Inner Force. Be sure to join host Angela King for another program next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Inner Force. Connect. Ignite. Rise.